It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. As Donald Trump prepares to take the reins of power as the 45th president of the United States, lots of people, especially here in New York, are expressing fear, disappointment, and hopelessness over Hillary Clinton's loss to Donald Trump. Many are mourning the fact that the first woman ever to be nominated for the presidency by a major political party failed to seal the deal. And now the man who will be moving into the White House in January has no political experience and ran a campaign full of misogyny and racism. Roxane Gay, the feminist writer, professor, and commentator, published an essay on the New York Times website overnight, and it captures what many Americans, especially women and people of color, are feeling after this election. The essay is called "The Audacity of Hopelessness." Roxane joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Roxane, it seems you're one of the many people blindsided by Clinton's loss and Trump's unexpected win. It's been less than 24 hours since your essay was published. How are you feeling now?
I shouldn't be surprised, really, all things considered. I shouldn't be surprised, but I am. I am really surprised. I really thought that it was time for Hillary Clinton to serve as president. I knew that she was a flawed candidate, but I think anyone who achieves this level in politics is going to have some flaws. And I really thought that she was the better candidate. And, you know, I foolishly believed in this idea of meritocracy, which is my mistake. Mm.
And you say foolishly believed, and you say you shouldn't be surprised. So why shouldn't we be?
Because history has shown that we do not live in a meritocracy. I mean, look at how Donald Trump continues to thrive. Sometimes you can be a failure and rise to the top nonetheless. And there were many factors at play in terms of how Donald Trump won, but a lot of it was racism and a lot of it was misogyny. And for a woman as qualified as Hillary Clinton to also win the popular vote but lose the election makes it seem as if no matter how excellent a woman is, it's never going to be good enough.
We've, of course, all heard Trump's disparaging comments about women. Do you think the election is a referendum on women in power, on our political system, the establishment? What does it say about our larger society?
You know, I don't think it's a referendum because the country is so evenly divided. But I do think it's a pushback. I think it's a pushback to a lot of the social progress we've seen, particularly over the past 5 to 10 years. I think people who are used to being the norm and who are used to having their values define American culture are feeling very threatened by the rise of people of color, of women, of the LGBTQ community. And so this is a pushback because they're afraid and they feel threatened, even though clearly they hold as much power as ever.
And you write in your essay that Trump's win will give some of his most ardent supporters, quote, permission to act on hatred.
Absolutely.
Is that what your fears are going forward?
That is what my fears are. You know, we do still have a system of government, and even though the Republicans control all branches of the government currently, we'll have to see what happens over the next couple of years. But in day-to-day life, I think that people are more empowered to remove their masks and to reveal the racism and homophobia and xenophobia that Trump has allowed to flourish over the past 2 years during his campaign.
The title of your piece, "The Audacity of Hopelessness," obviously calls back to President Obama's book, "The Audacity of Hope." Has this election erased for you the hopelessness of 2008?
No. I think that President Obama's legacy is going to stand tall and strong for generations. But I do think it's a shame that we're going to have to rebuild a lot of his legacy after whatever happens during the next 4 or 8 years with Donald Trump as president. So I mean, I can't give up entirely. I think that we're seeing, especially on social media today, a lot of hopelessness, and I totally understand that. And I think if you have to feel what you have to feel today, but if we are hopeless, then we're not going to do the kinds of work that needs to be done to fight whatever is coming next.
Roxane Gay, thank you for your work and for your essay.
Well, thank you very much.
The essay is called The Audacity of Hopelessness. You can find it at the New York Times website.